The second weekend of March Madness tips off tomorrow, and the tournaments shift to new arenas in new cities. GenPR's Joe Pesca will join us to look ahead to the Sweet 16s in a few minutes, but first to what some might consider an unlikely host city. Newark, New Jersey fights a lingering reputation as a hub of crime and urban decay. Mayor Cory Booker campaigns to reverse that perception, and the city won its first ever opportunity to host one of the round of 16 in the men's tournament. Mayor Booker joins us now from his office at City Hall, and thanks very much for being with us today.
It's so great to be here and on a show that I listen to, so it's good to be connected.
Well, thanks very much for that. And what does this tournament mean for Newark?
It's tremendous. I'm calling it sort of a icing on top of a really good cake. And what I mean by that is we have had so much momentum for our city recently, from new hotels being built in our downtown for the first time in 40 years, companies choosing to move here, our population now growing in leaps and bounds, our commuter campuses and our colleges used to be commuter campuses, but now they're building dorms. We're just seeing a lot of energy, a lot of excitement in the city, and now we're hosting everything from the Globe's Peace Conference with the Dalai Lama to the biggest poetry festival in North America to the NBA draft. But the NCAA tournament is really a seminal event every year, and it's extraordinary that the Elite Eight are coming here to play.
They'll be down to the Elite Eight after the first couple of rounds of games. As you look ahead to this, the opening of the Prudential Center, where these games are going to be held, that was a key point for downtown Newark.
It was, and we had hoped it would be an engine for business creation, job development, and it's really been just that. We are now seeing bars and restaurants and art galleries all opening around the arena, and as I mentioned before, even two hotels under development right now, right there. So it's become a great momentum builder for our city, and along with some other good things going on in Newark, it's helping our city begin to shed that, as you call it, lingering reputation and to tell the truth of who we are.
And it's interesting, the reputation, well, the crime statistics of late have been up a little bit, but way down over the past several years.
Yeah, when I came in, we were really in a bad way, but we've dramatically brought shootings and murders and crime down. Like many cities from New York to Newark, we've had a little bit of an uptick last year, but nothing like it used to be. So we're feeling good. I mean, Newark is really feeling like we're catching momentum now. As you know, we're doing a lot around education and trying to take on the challenge of dramatically reforming our public schools. So from, the biggest parks expansion in the city, 45 new acres of parks all around our neighborhoods, to the doubling of affordable housing with partnerships with everybody from Bon Jovi to Brad Pitt, the city is really feeling energized and hopeful and we call it now Newark shock. When people come to our city, they're just shocked at what they're seeing going on.
It was an unfortunate comment. One of the commentators on the first Devils broadcast on network TV out of that new Prudential Center said it's a wonderful building, but you don't want to go outside.
Yeah, which is really unfortunate because it reflected an ignorance about our city. This year we've had literally zero crimes around our arena. It's one of the safest arenas in the nation. And yet people come with that perception. And this was a guy that actually wasn't doing the announcing from the arena. He was doing it from an ESPN studio far away. So he didn't even experience what the city was about, but it felt like he could just sort of mouth off about our reputation. And honestly, that's what we're fighting, from late-night talk show hosts. We had a big kerfuffle with Conan O'Brien, to others. It just is an easy joke to make, but we're struggling to get people to understand what the truth is. And now that we'll have millions of Americans watching Newark and tens of thousands visiting Newark this weekend, we know that it'll be a chance for us to show the truth of who we are.
I have to say, I had the opportunity to visit Newark several times when I was doing play-by-play for a team that was in the same league as the Newark Bears, just down the street from the Prudential Arena, and so got to visit the city quite a bit and visit the great restaurants in the Ironbound District. But as a Jersey guy growing up, I can't tell you how important it is to some people to have the teams that play in that arena be the New Jersey Nets and the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, well, I'm a Jersey guy, and so I have a big Jersey chip on my shoulder that we don't get the credit. We're one of the top 10 most populous states in the nation. We make such profound contributions to this country in arts and entertainment and definitely professional sports. But, the Giants and the Jets play here, but yet they claim the moniker of being a New York team. But we claim them because the truth of the matter is, so much of our sports in this region are played in New Jersey and now in Newark. And we want to flex a little bit and let people know that. The Jersey Pride, and if you can play the Bruce Springsteen in the background now, this is the time to cue Bruce, but the Jersey Pride is storming back.
Okay, and you attended Stanford, which did not make the men's tournament this year, so who are you going to be rooting for?
I've got Duke in the Final Four, as well as hopefully Kentucky. But we'll see. It's going to be a tough bracket that we're in here in Newark. I think Ohio State is going to maybe surprise a lot of folks, or not surprise. I think they're the favorite, actually.
I think they are, yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be a tough bracket for one of those teams. But I still like Duke overall, and maybe Kansas as well, seeing them in the final game.
Well, Mayor Booker, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All the best.
Cory Booker is the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. He joined us by phone from his office at City Hall.